Hello, I'm Gary Preston from Grace Faith Christian Discipleship, and this is lesson number 9 in Romans, the journey. And what is that journey? Well, it's the journey that the Apostle Paul took his audience on in the book of Romans, and that journey was from the law of Moses to the grace of Jesus Christ. Now, lessons numbers 7 through to 9 are all about how to rightly divide the word of truth. And you might say to yourself, if you've listened to lesson 7, lesson 8, and lesson 9, well, you didn't say that in lesson number 7, Gary. That's because being able to rightly divide the word of truth is not a formula. It's not about knowing these 10 points, Gary's 10 points to rightly divide the word of truth. It's not about knowing this list of points that will give you the ability to rightly divide the word of truth. It's about studying to show yourself approved before God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's how you do it. You know, it's by reason of use. Use of what? Use of the word, and particularly the New Testament of the Bible. The New Testament of the Bible. We learnt last week that the true nature and character of God is not revealed inside of the law of Moses. You cannot see God's true nature and character inside the law of Moses. And you use the true nature and character of God. It is the number one thing, the number one tool. The true nature and character of God is the number one tool that we use to rightly divide the word of God or the word of truth. We hold that true nature and character of God up as our filter whenever we're hearing the word of God preached to us or whenever we're reading it ourselves. We filter the word that we're reading. We use God's true nature. If anything contradicts the true nature and character of God, if anything that we're hearing that's coming to our ear gates, anything contradicts the true nature and character of God that we know, then that's a check from the Holy Spirit, and we need to study it out and find out, hang on, why is there a conflict here? Why is this contradicting the true nature and character of God that I know? Okay, let's have a look at my writings here. How to rightly divide the word of truth. The true nature and character of God is singularly the main tool we use to filter the word we read or hear. And I think I said last time we were here that there are two main points. There are many points, many, many things we use to rightly divide the word of truth. But the second most important one is this. We must have the ability to identify the law of Moses from the grace of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. We must have the ability to identify the law of Moses from the grace of Jesus Christ. This is not hard to do. This is not hard to do. But you've just got to do it. You have to do it. You see, you can be sitting in church and hearing something that's being preached to you from the book of Romans, and you go, well, does this apply to me? Does this apply to me? And the rationale that you might use is, well, hang on, it's out of Romans, it's in the New Testament, then it does apply to me, it must be grace. Wrong. Wrong. That's what I said. That's wrong logic. You see, the Apostle Paul, in the book of Romans, he is taking his audience from the law of Moses to the grace of Jesus Christ. In the early part of Romans, if you remember, we talked about Paul's methodology of ministry. He says, over in Corinthians, he says, you know, I have learnt to become all things to all men, right? To those who are under the law, as one under the law. Paul, in the early part of Romans, preaches the law to these people. It's the law on steroids. I'll say that again. It's the law of Moses on steroids. Yes, in the book of Romans. And we're going to find this out. I'm telling you this up front so that you'll be able to identify it for yourself. That's right. Just stick with me here, folks. Because this is not just a regular Bible study. These are lessons on how to rightly divide the word of truth. And we could be studying any book of the Bible, but in this case, we're looking at the journey that Paul is taking his audience on from the law of Moses to the grace of Jesus Christ. Point two, we must have the ability to identify law of Moses from the grace of Jesus Christ. And you think, well, I've got that ability. Of course you've got the ability, but are you applying it? Every time you hear the word of God, are you looking at it? Is this law or is this grace? Is this the old covenant or is this the new covenant of grace? John 1 verse 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. For the law, what is the law? It's the old covenant. It's the old covenant. The old covenant was given by Moses, but the new covenant was given by Jesus Christ. Your Bible contains two covenants, the law of Moses and the grace of Jesus Christ. Can you identify one from the other? Maybe you think that the law of Moses is only written in your Bible before the Gospels. Well, if that's what you're thinking, then that's not true. Is the law of Moses only written in the Old Testament of the Bible? Gary, to answer. Well, I've basically already answered this because I've given you an example of what happens in the book of Romans. And we're going to study this out. These teachings are only 10 minutes long. I've only got 2 minutes to wind this up. So, you're going to have to stick with me on this, folks. Let's have a look at the next question. The Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of the New Testament in your Bible, do they contain only grace? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, do they contain only grace? Okay, we're going to have a look at Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. This is Jesus. So we're going to my iPad here, Matthew 15, and I'm going to read from the New King James Version of the Bible, verses 21 down to 28. Then Jesus went out from there. So this is Matthew. This is in the Gospels. And we're looking at whether this is grace or whether it's law. That's what we're trying to identify here. Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed. But he answered her not a word. He didn't say a word. Where's the mercy? Where's the grace? He didn't say a word. She's calling on him. My daughter is severely demon-possessed, but he answered not a word. And his disciple came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered and said, I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. True statement. But still, it's not extending grace to her, is it? It's a true statement. It's about where he was sent. Verse 25, then she came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, anyone who calls Jesus Lord is worshipping him. Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread. What's the children's bread? The children's bread is healing. And throw it to little dogs. This is the law. This is the law of Moses. He is telling her about the law. Verse 26, but he answered and said, it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. He's calling her a dog. Under the law, anybody who wasn't of the house of Israel was a dog. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Verse 28 is the first we see Jesus applying grace. Prior to this, it's the law of Moses. Verse 28, then Jesus answered and said to her, woman, great is your faith. Let it be unto you as you desire. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. And I've gone over time, so I'm going to wind this up and we'll come back to this teaching. This is the end of lesson number 9. And I'll see you at lesson number 10 shortly. God bless you. Bye for now.